Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 228. O love divine that dwells serene, whose light of life has no eclipse, we feel thy comfort, though unseen, and lay our hand upon our lips. Hymn number 228. The scriptural will be given by Karen from California.
John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. 1 John. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. In that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let us now sing hymn number 234. O Master, let me walk with thee in lowly paths of service free. Tell me thy secret. Help me to bear the strain of toil, the fret of care. Hymn number 234.
Oh,
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson and other topics that need to be covered, and learn how to practice Christian Science better in our daily lives. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can also find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school that meets at 11 every Sunday morning. And that Sunday school is available for children anywhere in the world. It has its own teleconference number. And many of our Sunday school students do not live in the area, but attend via telephone. And that means that if you don't live in the area and have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend. Just call us, we'll give you the number. And our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives made much, much better through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we have a nursery for infants and toddlers. So if you do come in person, you can bring the whole family. We have 17 different websites in 17 different languages. And each website contains the very finest Christian Science literature, as well as songs and other items. And everything that we offer on our websites is entirely free of charge. You can read, listen to, download, print, anything and everything on our websites free of charge. And as many of you have found, many, many people around the world have found Christian Science and have found our church through our websites, and in many cases in their own language. And we are very grateful for those of you who have found us and found Christian Science. One of the articles I'd like to point out that is featured on our English language website is an article entitled Trusting God by Milton Simon. If you've ever wondered what it really means to trust God, well, this is a very helpful article. You will find it very helpful and instructive. Trusting God by Milton Simon. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from the chapter entitled Fruitage in our textbook, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Lisa from Ohio.
Page 634. Truth makes free. As the son of a physician, a graduate in pharmacy, and an ex-druggist, I had a perfect contempt for what I thought Christian Science to be. About 6.5 years ago, however, having exhausted all material means at my command, materia medica, electricity, gymnastics, cycling, and so on, and being in a hopeless state, the study of Christian Science was taken up. I had been a sufferer from catarrh and sore throat for over 30 years, and in the last 5 were added several others, including dyspepsia and bronchitis and a loss in flesh of 60 pounds. I was completely healed and regained health, strength, and flesh through the spiritual understanding of Christian Science, the result of about 6 weeks' study. This good and perfect gift came to me through the careful and prayerful study of Christian Science, as revealed to the world today through Science and Health. The promise of Christ Jesus, "The truth shall make you free," was fulfilled, and the past 6 years of health and harmony have been spent in striving to hold fast that which is good. While most grateful for the physical healing, my gratitude for the mental and spiritual regeneration is beyond expression. When I learned that Jesus' mission of healing sickness as well as sin did not end this short stay upon earth, but is practical in all ages, my joy was unbounded. Having spent thousands in the old way, it seemed wonderful to be healed at such small cost as the price of the little book and a few weeks' study. Every thought of prejudice immediately vanished before the proof that Christian Science is indeed the elucidation and practical application of Jesus' teachings, which are demonstrable truth, the same yesterday and today and forever. CNC, Memphis, Tennessee.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 6 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Life. The golden text is from Deuteronomy. Love the Lord thy God and obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days. The responsive reading is from Proverbs. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments.
For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee.
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart.
So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding.
In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil.
It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones.
Imogene from Australia and New Jersey will now read.
I shall read from the Bible. Job. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. Psalms. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. thou maintainest my lot. The lines have fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. 1 Kings. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there, gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said unto her, Give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. Job. If iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. For then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot, yea, thou shalt be steadfast, and shalt not fear. Because thou shalt forget thy misery, and remember it as waters that pass away. And thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth and shalt be as the morning. And thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take thy rest in safety. Also thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. Isaiah. In those days Hezekiah, sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him, and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. The writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been sick and was recovered of his sickness. Mine age is departed and is removed from me as a shepherd's tent. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So wilt thou recover me and make me to live. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. Matthew. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, John, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. 1 Thessalonians. For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord.
Florence will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. We should remember that life is God and that God is omnipotent. Mortal man can never rise from the temporal debris of error, belief in sin, sickness and death until he learns that God is the only life. The belief that life and sensation are in the body should be overcome by the understanding of what constitutes man as the image of God. Being is holiness, harmony, immortality. It is already proved that a knowledge of this, even in small degree, will uplift the physical and moral standard of mortals, will increase longevity, will purify and elevate character. The infinite never began, nor will it ever end. Mind and its formations can never be annihilated. Man is not a pendulum swinging between evil and good, joy and sorrow, sickness and health, life and death. Life and its faculties are not measured by calendars. The perfect and immortal are the eternal likeness of their maker. The measurement of life by solar years robs youth and gives ugliness to age. The radiant sun of virtue and truth coexists with being. Manhood is its eternal moon, undimmed by a declining sun. As the physical and material, a transient sense of beauty fades, the radiance of spirit should dawn upon the enraptured sense with bright and imperishable glory. Never record ages. Chronological data are no part of the vast forever. Timetables of birth and death are so many conspiracies against manhood and womanhood. Except for the era of measuring and limiting all that is good and beautiful, man would enjoy more than 70 years and 10 and still maintain his vigor, freshness, and promise. Man, governed by immortal mind, is always beautiful and grand. Each succeeding year unfolds wisdom, beauty, and holiness. Life is eternal. We should find this out and begin the demonstration thereof. Life and goodness are immortal. Let us then shape our views of existence into loveliness, freshness, and continuity, rather than into age and blight. Beauty, as well as truth, is eternal. But the beauty of material things passes away, fading and fleeting as mortal belief. Custom, education, and fashion form the transient standards of mortals. Immortality, exempt from age or decay, has a glory of its own, the radiance of soul. Immortal men and women are models of spiritual sense, drawn by perfect mind and reflecting those higher conceptions of loveliness which transcend all material sense. Comeliness and grace are independent of matter. Being possesses its qualities before they are perceived humanly.
Duty is a thing of life, which dwells forever in the eternal mind and reflects the charms of his goodness in expression, form, outline, and color. It is love which paints the petal with myriad hues, glances in the warm sunbeam, arches the cloud with the bow of beauty, blazons the night with starry gems, and covers earth with loveliness. The embellishments of the person are poor substitutes for the charms of being, shining resplendent and eternal over age and decay. The recipe for beauty is to have less illusion and more soul, to retreat from the belief of pain or pleasure in the body into the unchanging calm and glorious freedom of spiritual harmony. Love never loses sight of loveliness. Its halo rests upon its object. One marvels that a friend can ever seem less than beautiful. Men and women of riper years and larger lessons ought to ripen into health and immortality instead of lapsing into darkness or gloom. Immortal mind feeds the body with supernal freshness and fairness, supplying it with beautiful images of thought and destroying the walls of sense which each day brings to a nearer tomb. Life is, like Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Organization and time have nothing to do with life. If delusion says I have lost my memory, contradict it. No faculty of mind is lost. In science, all being is eternal, spiritual, perfect, harmonious in every action. Sight, hearing, all the spiritual senses of man are eternal. They cannot be lost. Their reality and immortality are in spirit and understanding, not in matter. Hence, their permanence. Life is deathless. Life is the origin and ultimate of man, never attainable through death, but gained by walking in the pathway of truth, both before and after that which is called death. There is more Christianity in seeing and hearing spiritually than materially. There is more science in the perpetual exercise of mind faculties than in their loss. Lost they cannot be, while mind remains. The apprehension of this gave sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf centuries ago, and it will repeat the wonder. As mortals begin to understand spirit, they give up the belief that there is any true existence apart from God. Mind is the source of all movement, and there is no inertia to retard or check its perpetual and harmonious action. The scriptures say, they that wait upon the Lord shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. The meaning of that passage is not perverted by applying it literally to moments of fatigue, for the moral and physical are as one in their result. When we wake to the truth of being, all disease, pain, weakness, weariness, sorrow, sin, death will be unknown, and the mortal dream will forever cease. Let us feel the divine energy of spirit, bringing us into newness of life and recognizing no mortal nor material power able to destroy. Life is, always has been, and ever will be independent of matter. For life is God, and man is the idea of God, not formed materially, but spiritually, and not subject to decay and death. The psalmist said, "Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet."
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 254. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. O'er waiting harp strings of the mind, there sweeps a strain, low, sad, and sweet, whose measures bind the power of pain, and wake a white-winged angel throng of thoughts, illumined by faith, and breathed in raptured song, with love perfumed. Hymn number 254.
words that tell me I'm no good, chapters that defied me for so long. But the hands of grace and endless love dusted off and picked me up, told my heart that hope was never gone.
Let's now sing hymn number 188. No eye hath seen, nor tongue declared, nor hath it entered heart of man to know what God hath here prepared for them that love and trust his plan. Hymn number 188.
Thank you. I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Deuteronomy. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Amen.